Intatheli ndaba ngasikhangele nje ngelitho lengqondo umuntu osebenzela into okuthiwa yi-media house, i-media house e-registered eZimbabwe. So nxa yena esenza umsebenzi ngendlela awenze ngayo sithi right kunokuthi uphambanisile esingawuvumiyo futhi kuyabe kuobani ukuthi hhayi i-target siyi-individual not i-media house. That's the first thing. Secondly, akunasalele nziweyo lapha i-constitution yesiyathatha ukuthi i-media house ilamalungelo in terms of section 61 ukuthi isebenze. Engathi sesibuyela emuva intombo singe-constitutional democracy.
Ingqobe isikuwe Mnumzana Dube, ungathini ngokwenzakalayo?
Kukhona okungaphalele impendulo yesesitshaba kodwa okumele ngiqaphele ukuthi amalungelo akhe onke njengonezindaba kumele alandelele, akumelanga ukuthi ahlukunyezwe, akumelanga ukuthi ethethe amacala angaphandle kwalokho umthetho ovumela ukuthi akwenze. Ngakho i-interview yakhe nobaba uGeza ingaba ilazo impakta ezingatholeka ezingafuni ukuthi sizihlele siperekethweni ukuthi onezindaba kumele babele nokukhululeka okugcweleyo ngoba yikho bantu abalulekikayo. Kodwa ngaphezu kwalokho nakonezindaba ngalezofo kunokuthi lanekwazi ukuthi basebenza bephakathi komthetho kungagudlisi lapho okungatheki kumise khona ukungaqaleki.
Nanso indaba Mnumzana Sithole.
Ngiyamuzwa ubabudule kodwa kunento one angafuna ukuthi kudibotshwa ikhampani kuba ne-tuxsuit ebopha ikhampani ithumele i-representative ukuthi iye kwenza khonokho wanese i-interviewyana ngezinto ezenzakala kuzanup f isolithi ngena ngani icala ukuthi abenzwe individual this particular individual nilithi andeku nantini yasibuseni ukuthi uvele umuntu ekhonik angabhala istory under ikhonik kubotshwa yena. That is not true. It can never be that way. Uba abantu ongena ukuthi ukhulume nogeza, ogeza into ayikhulumayo abantu abafuna ukuyizwa ngenhle kumengabotshwe. It is overhandedness yesenti this time around. It is the truth. Nxa kuwukuthi ijournalist nabo uphambanisile indlela abayenze ngayo bazamkhozi. But i-accused it can never be negligible.
Nanso indaba Mnumzana Dube, kungabe kuphathelane lezombusazwe yini lokhu ngokubona kwakho?
Kuba umhlaba kakuthina lokhu okukhulunywe ngumfaka ogeza. Ngibotshelwa ukuthi wayenza leyo interview waba lesikhathi sokuthi ayibone waba lesikhathi sokuyihluza wabona ukuthi ezinye zezinto mhlawumbe ezikhulunyiweyo ingaba zingekho emthethweni. Angitshongo ukuthi azikho emthethweni ngoba umthetho kawukanqumi futhi akekho umuntu kaesi phakathi kwethu legqweda onganqumi ukuthi lezo zinto azikho emthethweni ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi yimhlambe wazalukiye ukuthi noma ungawi angahamba esitudio uyafika akhulume noma yini kufana nokuthi umuntu akusekuthinje aphiphisana abakayenzanga ngibese ngiyikhipha njengoba ngqo njengokunjalo lami ngiyaresensanayo nomuntu ongaphathiyo ngoba ulimi lami ngabe ngaphambi koqala kodwa kangithi ukudika ngezengokunesebenzisana ngoba kwalarekoda kungamtu ebakulazamkuyitheleleni naleni ngoba kuyaholwa ngomva komuntu okhona ukuthi kakumnyangakwango i-president uyakhuluma ngo-2038 mina ngizakela phansi kodwa aphinde afile nabanye sebekhuluma okunye bathi-2030
Mnumzana Sithole, ungathini ngamazwi kaMnumzana Dube?
Asithi ukuthi ubaba uMhlanga usetholakale enecala, sikhuluma ngendlela ukuthi usebotshiwe, ebotshelwa ecala. Okwenza ukuthi kuthagethwe an individual yistate ikuthi kuthiwe amanye ama-journalist lawa alandelayo lawa angayenzi umsebenzi wayo ngendlela okumele ayenze ngayo nokuthi thina lathi thina abalaleli i-access to that information is a constitutional right. So kakhethi ngendlela okho kuzenzakala ngayo ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo ukuthi muphi u-journalist eZimbabwe ongahamba ayi-interview ugeza kumbe omnye umuntu okhuluma njengogeza
akumelanga siyikhulume ngahlangothi lunye mhlawumbe bahambanisile ngokuqala ngaye mhlawumbe kumele ngaqale ngeyi-station mhlawumpe baline ngaye njalo kuyikuthi yimpazamiso mhlawumbe isabuyahlangane mhlawumbe noba ugeze naye isaze ukuya ngendlela efanayo nobaba uMhlanga engatshayelwanga ebiziwe wangiyela negqweta wangavalela igqweta ubesebukeka izinsolo ngokokonstitutionaleyo siyitshona ngoba kumele sivikele ukuthi lami ngingaphuma khona phakathi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngithe ngiphinde nakumbe I'm going to go to the hospital.